Computer. Oh yeah, the red thing's on. Okay. Welcome everybody to the April 14th meeting of the Millstone Township Planning Board. I'll call the meeting to order and I will read a statement of adequate notice. Notice is hereby given that all appropriate notice has been placed about this meeting in all appropriate requirements and pursuant to all appropriate law. So Mike, unless you tell me otherwise, that is a satisfactory statement of adequate notice. You're on mute, but I'll take it. Look like you lip synced a yes.
Yes.
All right. There we go. So would everyone please join me in a flag salute? I pledge allegiance,
to the flag
of the United States of America,
and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, thank you, everybody. And now I will call the roll. Mr. Beck?
Yes.
I'm looking down. I'm not looking up, so I'll just listen for the... Ms. Butch?
Yes.
Mr. Dorfman? He just signed off. Ms. Grabalia?
Here.
Ms. Curtis?
Present.
Okay, me, I'm here. Ms. Oxley?
Here.
Mr. Pato? Absent. Mr. Pepe?
Present.
Mr. Ziner? Absent. Ms. Penny? Absent. Mr. Youngs?
Present.
Okay, gotcha. All right. So we do have a quorum. First thing on our agenda is approval of our minutes from March 10th, 2021. Would someone like to make a motion to approve those minutes?
Motion.
Okay. You have to tell me who made the motion.
So. Kevin?
All right, thank you. Is there a second?
It's Stacy. I'll second for you.
All right, thanks. All right, man. Pam's gone 10 seconds and we're falling apart. I'm falling apart. All right. Is there any comments or any other thoughts on the motion? Seeing none, I will call the roll. Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Ms. Grabalia?
Yes.
Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
Me, yes. Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Tom is out. He's out. She's out. Mr. Youngs?
Yes.
Okay. So I think we are fine. The minutes have passed. Next is the public comment portion of our agenda. And this is actually where let's first open it up to any members of the public. And if any members of the public are here, you're welcome to raise your hand or otherwise identify yourself. I'm not seeing any. This is where I thought we would all have a moment to say, Pam, it's been great, but I guess we'll have to call her separately. I do have her cell phone. It was up on the screen a moment ago. So if anyone wants it, you can let me know. You could text her or anything. All right. Well, anyone have anything else, or I'll just close the public comment portion. All right. And I think Chris and Stacy, thank you for saying your kind words to Pam. I know you spoke for all of us.
Absolutely.
So that'll close the public comment portion. Next is review and recommendation of Ordinance 21-04. So I'd like to turn it. Oh, there's McKinley. I'd like to turn it over to McKinley to help walk us through the item on the agenda.
Sure. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. 21-04 is actually the exact same ordinance that was adopted last year under Ordinance 20-10. What we're doing is, my understanding is that when it was adopted last year, the attachments that were part of it were not adopted with it. So that rendered the ordinance null and void. And so we have to do it over again, essentially. So what this ordinance does, there's a lot of pages attached to it, but what we did was we amended the checklist items for applications to require digital submissions in addition to the hard copies. This is something that the townships wanted to do for a long time, but the pandemic last year really accelerated the need to have digital copies of applications. So all of the checklist items were amended to include that provision. And I believe there was one other minor amendment that required the size of the aerial image that is submitted to be slightly smaller than it used to be. I don't know if you guys remember, but we always got these giant, like 30 by 40 aerial images that were kind of ridiculous. So we shrunk the size of what was required for that. So nothing has changed since this was adopted last year. Again, this is really just an administrative point to readopt it with all of the application checklists actually attached to the ordinance, the adopting ordinance itself. So that's the summary of what's in front of you. This is not really a zoning related amendment. It's much more administrative. And the recommendation that I cited last year when we reviewed this last May in the master plan for consistency was land use recommendation number 8, which very specifically says to amend the site plan and subdivision submission regulations to require submission of computer generated plans at the time of application. So as we reviewed last year and are reviewing again now, this does exactly that. It implements that recommendation. And it's my opinion that this continues to be consistent with the master plan as it was last year.
Thank you. Any questions from any members of the board for McKinley? Seeing none, then I would propose that we look for a motion to identify that we remain comfortable that this is consistent with our master plan, and that recommendation can move up to the Township Council. Would anyone like to make that motion?
It's Rose. I'll make the motion.
Okay. Thank you, Rose. Is there a second?
I'll second it. This is Chris Pepe.
Chris. Thanks, Chris. All right. Any other comments or suggested changes to the motion? If not, I'll call the roll. Mr. Beck?
Yes.
Ms. Butch?
Yes.
Mr. Dorfman's absent. Ms. Gravalia?
Yes.
Ms. Curtis?
Yes.
Me? Yes. Ms. Oxley?
Yes.
Mr. Pepe?
Yes.
Mr. Youngs?
Yes.
Okay, so the motion passes. Thank you. Next thing on our agenda is old or new business or executive session. Mike, is there anything we need to talk about on any of those items? Just on a housekeeping note. So obviously we don't have a new planning board secretary selected yet. So I'm told that the township fathers will have some other member of the town administrative staff assisting and taking over temporarily. And I think Matt's duties will be expanded a little bit. So, you know, we may be in this position where I have to be a better secretary. So I actually had no idea she was signing off at the beginning. I really thought she was going to run the show one last time. So I apologize for the choppy presentation. I do believe Pam is in tomorrow. I think because I think the staff are going to have a cake for her or something like that. So if you really are inclined, there is one last opportunity perhaps to stop by the municipal building, although I'm sure that's breaking some kind of health guidelines if too many people get there. Unless there's anything else,
Gary. When is this again? I'm sorry.
I heard that Pam was going to be in the municipal building tomorrow, because I think a couple of the folks there want to say goodbye, you know, that she works with, want to say goodbye to her. So I'm not suggesting. Yeah, I don't know anything about any of that stuff. Okay. Yeah, I couldn't tell you if it's 10 o'clock or 2 o'clock. I have no idea.
They usually do something around lunchtime if they have something.
Okay.
Yeah,
I just wanted to say one thing. Gary and I interviewed a candidate today who has some experience, has a load of experience. And she also, in addition to that, she was interviewed by Matt. And Matt said that she liked her. And I'm just getting some information right now with someone who worked with her. Said that she's very good and she takes very detailed minutes and she's very organized. So she worked for a township where they had a lot of applications, lots of applications, like 10 applications a night. This would be like being on retirement. So Gary and I were very pleased with her. She had an interview, like I said, with Matt and with Melissa. Kevin is speaking with her, and it's going to be our recommendation that we offer her a contract and we get her in here as soon as possible.
And Nancy, I can attest, I have some friends in the township that are on the planning and zoning boards. I also know the mayor of Westfield, and she does come very highly recommended.
Good.
Excellent. Thanks, Nancy. We look forward to you putting that together for us.
That's great.
Excellent.
Okay. All right. Unless there's anything else, not exactly the meeting we thought we would have, I think we need to adjourn. I actually said to my wife, this will be a longer meeting than normal because we're going to be saying nice things about Pam for a half hour. But all right. I will then make a motion to adjourn. Is there a second?
There's definitely a second here.
All right. There you go. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed can stay the night. Thanks, everybody.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Good night.